Experts say that energy supplies throughout the developed world are currently stable and that demand for oil will actually peak in 2030. Therefore, the focus has switched back to the environment amid new concerns that political leaders are not doing enough to reform energy systems in order to reduce climate-damaging carbon emissions. A conference in Brussels has highlighted a United Nations report due out later this year, which paints a frightening picture. Apparently, the report will warn of potential climate change disasters, such as flooding and droughts.
The long-term trend is a very dangerous one. Because of the nature of energy systems, because they're big, expensive, complex, extensive, we can only change, and we can only change well and adequately, if we act now and we act in a slow, steady basis to bring about that change. If we leave it until later, then rushing to catch up will not work.
It is predicted that oil prices will remain high in OPEC countries due to the cost of producing it, but other forms of energy will slowly reduce the demand for oil.
Well, what we foresee is a substantial increase in the use of solar and wind energy and new renewables, and they will increase their market share from very low levels towards up to 10% by 2040. Gas will increase its market share at the expense of coal and oil. But overall, fossil fuels, part of the global energy mix, will go down from some 80% currently to 72% in the global energy mix in the future.
But again, the big concern is the environment. At the Brussels conference, Deputy EU Commissioner Eric Mamer defended the efforts being made to reduce carbon emissions. The Commission, though, has been accused of lacking focus.
Its preoccupations are rather narrow and short-term. It needs to see the bigger picture. It needs to do what it's supposed to do, which is to act in the wider European interest. And in particular, that means seeing the longer-term picture as well.
Energy policies within the EU have been agreed up until the year 2020. However, debates are underway as to what policies should be implemented for 2020 to 2030. Some experts say that unless energy reforms are made within the EU and beyond to reduce carbon emissions, it will result in devastating climate changes. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.